This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Welcome to the Hope Centre, where real stories meet real conversations about mental health, growth and hope. I'm Anna, and we're here to share, connect and remind you that you're not alone. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Hope Centre podcast, a project put together by Life Matters Suicide Prevention Trust with the help of ORFM and Anytime Fitness in Dunedin. If you have any topics that you'd like us to cover or are interested in being a guest on the podcast, please reach out to us on our Facebook page or email admin@lifematters.org.nz. Kia ora, I'm Anna.
And I'm Omri.
We're both senior peer support workers at Life Matters and we'll be your hosts for this conversation about hope, healing and lived experience. I feel like we're in a giggly mood today. I also realised I was playing with my necklace as I was saying that. So I apologise, Jeff, and I apologise anyone that's listening that may be put off by that.
At the same time, it could be some sort of ASMR.
It could be. I hate ASMR. So,
is it the audio aspect or the visual aspect?
The audio aspect. I don't mind some things, but when it comes to mouth noises and anything like that, that's just not me. I'm sorry. These are the kind of conversations we have when we've got no guest in front of us.
Imagine, when's a podcast episode, do you think, when we won't have a guest in front of us?
Well, this one.
Wait, what?
Yeah. My gosh, crazy. So now you're getting a real and raw insight into our 40-hour work week where we just sit with each other and don't work and just talk about absolute nonsense. And that's because nobody wants to be on a podcast anymore.
This is all pranks, by the way. Well, the prank is, it is just us two for today, but the prank is no one else wants to be on a podcast ever again, and it's just us forever.
Yeah. No, just jokes. But today we are joined with nobody except ourselves. Mm. And the exciting news, I suppose, is that the Hope Centre podcast has been renewed for another 12 episodes.
Yes.
Yay!
So, yeah.
Thank you, Anytime Fitness. The transparent disclaimer is that we've already actually recorded a couple of those episodes, so it's going to be a wee bit skewed. But we thought we would use the space today to recap the last 16 episodes. That's wild. Believe it's 16.
It's gone so quick.
Yeah. Episodes of the Hope Centre kind of discuss our favourite episodes, what we've learnt, and what we're looking forward to moving forward with the podcast.
Yeah, and as much as it's a thank you to Anytime Fitness for sponsoring us, it's also a thank you to ORFM for hosting us, and also a thank you to all of you for listening, because it's your listening that has made this possible and worth it, and so all your feedback that has been given is really appreciated.
Yeah,
and any more that you have, please give it our way, and this is how we learn and grow and know that we are meeting the need that is wanted.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I didn't know what I expected when I was coming into the podcasting space, but I think it's been a really interesting and exciting ride, and I feel happy that it's been renewed, because that must mean we're doing an okay job at it, which is great. But we've got some questions that we're going to discuss, just recap the episodes that we've done. I mean, the first episode we did, the Who Are We episode, Omri, you weren't even a host of the podcast.
No, I was the first equal guest with Noosa.
Yeah.
It's something that when you said, didn't know what to expect when starting the podcast, and I mean, I thought of all I had to expect was I was showing up for 1 week.
Yeah.
And here we are 17 episodes later.
Yeah. Which is kind of crazy. I mean, I was initially asked to join the podcast in the initial planning stages, and I didn't know what that necessarily involved. I didn't know what I was signing myself up for, but to think that, I mean, we've already gone through 16 episodes, that time has flown by, but people like us enough to continue listening to us.
Who would have thought?
Who would have thought? But gosh, the amount of growth I think that we've had over that time, I was feeling pretty awkward about it. It's like kind of interesting being in a room that's like silent.
Yes.
And like.
And set up.
Set up and talking into a microphone and learning to control the equipment, which the audience cannot see, but it looks kind of complicated and terrifying.
And that's why I've refused to do it.
Yeah.
Not refused, but I've always just let you take that role.
Yeah, but we don't know what's happening in coming up in the horizons. Mm-hmm. You may have to at some point, but we'll leave that up to people's imagination.
And the powers that be.
Yeah.
I'm wondering though, you know, you mentioned before the growth journey that we've both been on with this, and you know, the what to expect. I feel like I had that first episode really had to put on a quote unquote podcast voice, and
yeah,
very much doing like a slowed down version when
yeah,
it feels a lot more natural and comfortable now.
Yeah. Why do you think that is?
I think, as you see, kind of the equipment looks complicated and professional, so I feel like I had to be put on a bit of rather than authentic and just kind of bring in the, you know, what's the intro we have of you know, real life conversations of hope.
Yeah. And I think there's a, when you're going into the podcasting space and you're doing a podcast for the organization, I feel like there is a lot of weight that kind of implicitly rides on that. Like, we're representing the Hope Center, and I think we've done a pretty good job up to that point. But I think as time has gone on and we've been more comfortable with just like yapping, but yapping in a recorded way, we've been able to be more authentic to who we are without compromising the image of the Hope Center.
Not that I think we ever would.
No, of course not.
But yeah, it's keeping those boundaries. And, you know, as we look back on memory lane of 16 episodes, 32 weeks.
Oh my gosh.
I'm wondering what stands out to you most when you think about, you know, over the last 16 episodes. Is there anything that stands out for you?
I think, like, the overall journey, what stands out to me is how much more comfortable it has been. I think I often say this, but when I'm actually put in the position, it's not as bad as I think it's going to be. Yeah. But I don't really like talking to people that much, which is ironic because that is our job.
Our job every day.
Yeah. So I thought I wouldn't be able to last the whole 56 minutes nattering with somebody that I didn't know. But again, that is literally our job.
Yeah.
I don't know. It feels a wee bit more pressure having a conversation in this space as opposed to at the Hope Center where it feels more organic.
I think as well, who's privy to those conversations? It's not that
exactly.
It's like we're talking about things we shouldn't be, but it's the, you know, this is a conversation between two people and you've got the faces to go along with you. And I'm sure everybody listening, you know, you're amazing and phenomenal. We don't have a face to those numbers, those views, those listens.
Yeah. I suppose I didn't also expect the impacts that the podcast may have on some people, but we can get into that with one of the other questions we've kind of set up. If I'm looking over the episodes that we've done up to this point and I'm thinking about the episodes that stick out to me in my mind, I think my favourite episode, I think I've got like two or three first equals. The one that sticks out to me the most, I think, is the episode that we did with the Rainbow Umbrella with Mel, who's also from ORFM. Gosh, she's just so cool.
A bubbly, welcoming personality.
Yeah.
And I think shows real peer support values of curiosity and wanting to find out more.
Yeah. And just being in a space and just, I think we all just clicked and it just felt like a really organic, easy to run kind of conversation. And something I've learned over the time of running the podcast is it's a lot easier to do with people who may already have experience doing it or kind of understand how podcasting works, because you want to be having an organic conversation that's not awkward for people to listen to.
Yeah.
Sometimes peer support is awkward.
Mm. It can be uncomfortable.
But you don't want that when you're doing a podcast.
Yeah.
And Mel just gets it.
Mm.
But just talking about, what do we talk about, like drag,
mm-hmm.
about music, books, about music, about thesis,
about ghosts.
Ghosts and well-being and yeah. the rainbow community.
Inclusivity.
Yeah, I think it was just an all-around really fun conversation, I think, about what I like in podcasts. Mm. And it's just listening to people talk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think as well, exactly what you touched on, like we got in the studio, it was the first time I had met her.
Yeah.
And it did just click, and I think that's very much the same. It's people, I love listening to people on podcasts who get along, and I hope that came across as well, that we got along, because it was very easy to talk to her, and yeah, would love to connect with her again.
Absolutely. And I think what's nice is when you connect with someone and that connection like carries on in some way, and like, although I don't think I've explicitly talked to Mel that much following that, Go David Bones.
I've seen posters of David Bones up and I've gone, David Bones is awesome.
Yeah, yeah. And I really enjoy that. And I think it is so cool. So shout out Mel and shout out David Bones. Is there an episode that sticks out to you in particular?
I think, again, because of connection of person, but the staying pair with Karen Cossens.
Yeah.
You know, she is someone who I look up to a lot, and I think mm-hmm. that is part of it, but also the realness and rawness that she brings and how she was able to bring in her lived experience, especially around suicidality and depression and isolation,
mm-hmm.
And it have so much hope and it have so much of growth involved in it too. And, you know, she's so dynamic and has lived so much in so many mm-hmm. different lives and I feel like I always learn something when I talk to Karen, and that's what I really appreciate is her ability to engage with people and engage people and to always be a source to grow from.
Yeah. Although you talk to Karen quite frequently as peer supporters. She runs the Southern Peer Hub, so does a lot of training for us and hopefully more possibilities in the future. We went to Balclutha with her and met a whole lot of other peer humans. Shout out Balclutha.
Shout out Balclutha. They put on a great, great spread.
Oh, gosh,
it was roast ham.
Yeah, yeah. It was so good. And all those desserts.
Mm.
Yum. Anyways.
I've had some delicious meals in Balclutha.
Yeah. Maybe we should go to Balclutha. Should we record a podcast episode in Balclutha?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Podcast on the road.
Well, that's that settled for the next set of season. Did it feel different talking to Karen on a podcast versus in our supervisions and reflections that we have with Karen?
I think yes, in a way. I think for me it was very much when I have supervision with Karen, she is helping me reflect on either my own practice or events that have happened and
mm-hmm.
you know, she has a real knack at helping think about other perspectives.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it was really nice kind of putting it back on her and having her reflect a lot on her experiences and really understanding who she is more.
Mm-hmm.
So I really enjoyed kind of giving her more space to talk about herself.
Mm-hmm.
And she gives so much for others.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you're dead right. I think that's really important.
Yeah. You mentioned you had two or three. Is there another one that really sticks out?
Karen was one of them.
Mm-hmm.
The other one I really enjoyed was connecting with Sophia's study space.
Yeah, nice.
Where we talked about study stress and well-being. I think the content of the conversation was really important for students, for people who may be feeling that stress and not feeling productive enough or not feeling smart enough. Like, it was really grounding. But also, Sophia was just a super cute, cool person.
Yeah.
I now follow her study page. And it's so aesthetic and cute.
Mm-hmm.
Makes me so happy.
I think it's about her rawness and vulnerability of going, you know, so much of this has been through her own trial and error and recognizing what has worked and what hasn't.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a real testament. And I think I learned so much about, you know, being intentional when it comes to study.
Yeah.
And you know, the best time to make change for Sadie is now.
Yeah.
And how I think she was a great record of how to do that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I feel like a lot of the conversation was relevant to my own lived experience. It's my understanding it may not be exactly your own experience through being a student.
I was not a good student.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think very similar in some ways of my experience as a student, but I think as well, I don't remember the first half of my third year because my brain injury. So I think there's a lot of blankness in my study journey. Yeah.
Yeah. And every journey is so different, but it was really nice to just hear, hey, I did do these things that may have been not so great. And I may have done this and that, but this is how I've kind of corrected that. And this is what I found works. And it's just like, okay, those are the messages that people need to hear.
Yeah.
Awesome. Did you have any other ones in particular that you'd like to highlight?
Ooh.
All of them.
I just want to do two real quick. One being Māori Public Health with Karina.
Yeah.
I think just, opening up how much her and the organisation do is huge. And the kaupapa of their organisation, I was just blown away by the amount that they do and the amount of communities that they reach. But the other one being the music and mental health with Cuba. You and Cuba are both people that I love dearly. And so having you learning more about you and your music and why those things are important, I really, really enjoyed.
Amazing. We've just had so many really good guests. We've had Josiah was amazing.
That was a great one,
Maddie from Voices of Hope and talking about storytelling was fantastic. We connected with Grace, who used to be physically in the Hope Centre and is now doing our social media, but just connecting in that way again was really cool.
Cleo and Noosa.
Yeah. Anytime Fitness, our sponsors, Fiona, Dr. Meg, Rachel. Gosh, we've had so many good guests.
We've had some great guests and really appreciate everybody's time that they give up to talk with us.
Yeah. Okay. So based off, the recap of our episodes and kind of getting into what stood out to you and us the most, has there been an episode that has surprised you either in how it has turned out or how listeners responded?
Yeah, I think the Winter Blues with Noosa. I think it came at a really good time being in the winter and did get a few comments from people in my life about, hey, it's always a good reminder. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's, that was episode 8. Mm-hmm. But I think that was when it really hit me of, oh, people are listening to this.
Yeah.
We're not just speaking to each other and the one or two other people in the room. Like, people are genuinely listening to this.
Yeah. And it's a bit daunting to think that there is that many people listening to us. But we appreciate it.
Yeah.
And we want people to be listening and having fun. That was a really good episode, but I also think for me that episode was important because like the winter blues is something that comes in hard and fast for me as well. So it was really nice to just like be open and transparent, to be like, hey, I'm going through this at the moment too, and this sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really creating that connection of not being alone and that it's okay to have the winter blues and that it's not a small thing, like it does have huge impacts on people.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I've also just realised that when this episode comes out, there'll be another episode out that we've forgotten off the list.
Yes.
We've actually recorded 17 episodes, and we're forgetting about the episode that hopefully you've just listened to. If not, you should go back and listen to it because it was really fun. Our episode with Amy.
Yeah, Cats, Crystals and Covens.
Our Boundaries Queen.
Yeah.
And that was also a really good episode. Talking about kind of spirituality and well-being and like, I don't know, I think we work in a space where, we're trying to lessen the impacts of clinical services, clinical language and clinical storytelling. And a lot of that is backed up with science. So to talk about something that's not necessarily backed up with science and but still has incredible meaning to so many people was super cool. But also I just love listening to Amy talk.
Yeah.
Like she is just so, what's the word?
She's a fantastic storyteller.
She's a fantastic storyteller. She's so articulate.
Yes.
And I could listen to her talk about anything
all
the time. Peer work, hearing the things that she talks about in being peer, I'm like, I want to be that one day.
This is Amy's bid to be podcast host.
Yeah. Amy, put your hat in the ring next year. I think for me, an episode that surprised me and either turned out or how listeners responded was, I mean, I'm not surprised it was a good episode, but the ethics of self-care in clinical spaces with Josiah. I knew it would be incredible, but I think we took different paths when we were discussing that. We were talking about like peer in clinical spaces, which was kind of like we were in the background going hee 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 because we're going into the emergency department super soon. I don't know if we've talked about that on the podcast.
I can't remember either. But yeah, shout out Dunedin Hospital for allowing us to come in and be peers in ED.
Yeah, so soon our peer workers will be peer specialists in ED, which is really exciting and funky. I hope I don't see you there, but if I do, say hi.
Yeah.
But that was awesome. Awesome.
Awesome.
Or FM-some.
Orf-some.
Orf-some. But that episode was really cool, and actually just talking about how self-care has been like...
Commercialized.
Commercialized, yeah. That was the word I was looking for. And I was really surprised with the insights that I left with and kind of been thinking about, and like, you know, self-care doesn't have to be me going and having a bubble bath or me spending money on a bath bomb or like I don't need to track my steps or like do all these things. Like I can do these things with the bare basics and what I've got. I don't need to put myself out of pocket to do it. And it was like really grounding, and like that was really cool.
Yeah. It was definitely a reshift or a reframe of the mind of actually there is so much more possible. Yeah, it doesn't have to be a financial benefit.
Absolutely. And another episode that surprised me, and again, not because I expect it to surprise me, but was the Māori public health episode. And that was just because I didn't realise how much they do down there.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
I was genuinely blown away by all the different services they offer, how dynamic they are, and how community and whānau is really at the centre of what they do.
Yeah.
I think that's what I found genuinely impressive and really showing more about how to weave te tiriti o Waitangi into the fabric of an organisation and, you know, what commitment to te tiriti can look like.
Yeah. Gosh. Awesome. It was an awesome conversation.
Liz, we're taking this trip down memory lane, Anna.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if we should flip to a message from our sponsors.
Oh, you reckon? Now? Sure.
At Anytime Fitness Dunedin, our mission is to raise the self-esteem of the world. A healthy lifestyle doesn't start and stop at the gym. It starts with a plan, which is why we offer solutions that incorporate fitness, nutrition, well-being, and recovery. With three local clubs to choose from, with 24/7 access, we're certain you'll find your fit. Contact us today to get started. Call 03 455 0013 or visit anytimefitness.co.nz.
All right, Marmite, we're back on the podcast.
The delivery was awful.
I had so much hope that I could pull it off, but the afternoon sillies had me on captured.
Yeah, we've had a long day, and not in terms of work. Maybe we're a bit different. Not in terms of how much I've had to do today, but just today's just felt genuinely long.
Mm.
So lucky for us, once we've finished recording this, we can
Pop off home.
Go lie down, do something.
I'm going to watch some Scrubs.
Some Scrubs. See, I've never watched Scrubs.
I have seen the first season a couple times, and I've seen the last season once. And nothing in between. So I'm now on season two, and I'm love it. I need a message to my brother, because my brother loved Scrubs when it was coming out. And it was a sort of thing of, I was like, oh yeah, sounds good. You know when people recommend shows and you're genuinely interested, but it's kind of, I'll add it to the list, and the list is so long.
Yeah.
That I'm only just getting around to it now. And I need a message him and go, dude, like, that's sick.
Is there ever a reason that you watched the first and the last season and none of the in-between?
The first season was, okay, I'm going to watch it, but it was very situational. I'll be watching it with a friend or watching on a streaming service, and either me or the friend moves away or life gets busy, or I then no longer have that streaming service and stop. And then the last one, I think it was with my brother, who's like, this is real good. Just watch these parts. But it also happened with me with Twilight. I'd seen the first one and the last one, and I don't know. The first one I again, watched with a friend, and then the last one, I was staying with some people before I went to the New Zealand National Dog Show, where I went in 2014, where I won New Zealand's Best Dog Handler.
Back when I was 13 years old.
Yeah, back when I was 16, 17. but yeah, stayed with some people, and they watched the last one. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I've only seen the first and last of Twilight until now.
Until now. And how are you enjoying it?
It's very moody. Mm-hmm. I'm watching it from the perspective of Charlie, who plays Bella Swan's dad.
Yeah.
And it's a horror movie.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm not surprised given what the movies are about and the content.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, watching it from his perspective is genuinely quite upsetting.
Uh-huh. There's actually a lot of parallels between Twilight and Shrek.
Really?
You know that?
No.
Well, you obviously didn't see the reel that I sent you last night then.
Well, I saw the pictures.
Okay.
Well,
you can go have a look at it.
I'll go have a deeper look at it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, very good. Now, I've been watching Love Island Australia, and that's not as interesting. Just...
Not as interesting as the UK one, or...?
I mean, not as interesting as Scrubs or Twilight.
Mm.
Not hugely into it, but there's nothing better than getting home from work, taking your shoes off, stretching them feet.
Getting them dogs out.
Sitting down on the couch, yes, getting your dogs out, and just watching something.
Yeah. I think it's also having something that I don't have to think terribly hard about.
Oh, yeah.
Letting the brain mush.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, yeah. Exactly. Well, I mean, we've been just having a wee natter about, about the episodes that we've recorded on the Hope Centre podcast at this point in time. I mean, at the core of the work that we do at the Hope Centre is intentional peer support, in which the values are connection and mutuality and worldview and moving towards.
Smashed
it. Yes. I'm pretty sure before we actually recorded the first episode, I had to write down what the values of IPS was so I could talk about it on the podcast, because my brain was a bit dusty.
Yeah. It's the sort of thing I feel like I know them and I can work with them, but if someone goes, name them all now, my mind is just the monkey with tambourines bashing together.
I promise we're good at our job, guys.
Yeah.
I'm wondering how the conversations we've had so far have reflected the values of intentional peer support.
I think for me, so much of it is worldview.
Yeah.
And weaving of worldview as well, from... You know, Mel to Karina to people from the Hope Centre, to Maddie from Voices of Hope. These are all people that deeply care, and have struggled at some point in their lives and want different for others.
Yeah.
And so I think it's that world, understanding everybody else's worldview of what struggle has looked like, what pain has looked like.
Absolutely.
And the different perspectives of what well-being can look like and how to get there.
Absolutely. And I think... particularly when talking about stuff such as grief to hope, which we did with Cleo and Noosa, who are both our bereavement group facilitators at the Hope Centre and have experienced bereavement by suicide in their lives. Again, I think for me, hearing them talk about their grief from their perspective and like noticing what's different from my perspective, but ultimately recognizing the worldview, everybody's worldview is totally different with these things, and that's totally okay.
Mm. What's been a highlight for you, IPS value wise, or what's really stuck out for you?
I mean, I think ultimately we've nailed the first step of IPS with every guest, right? And that is connection. Mm. We've connected with so many people that we wouldn't have the opportunity to have connected with anyways. And like on the surface, you may not see similarities between us and some of the people we've talked about, but there is that connection, is that everybody deeply cares about the cause. But also once you get to know people, you connect on so many different things.
Yeah.
Like talking to Mel and connecting based on the shared you know, we run podcasts at ORFM, but then finding out that me and Mal both love to read books and that Mal loves drag and drag queens and those kind of things, and just being like, oh, there is, it's essentially what we're doing in peer support is working out the similarities and the differences and how we can work together with those in place.
I think there's something really cool about IPS and the values we have with it. You know, in a time where we are very divided, it's about finding what does connect us. And sometimes those things that connect us can be quite small, but if they're what we focus on, then we can still learn from others, even when there is disagreement.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Cool. I mean, we've entered a realm that is the mental health podcast space, and there are quite a, I mean, even at ORFM, there is a few wellness oriented podcasts that, I don't know, maybe we can connect with in season two of the Hope Centre, but
Wellness or education.
Yeah, that's one. How do we think that our conversations have contributed to the wider mental health or peer support community?
It feels like a cliche, but I do think a big part of our kaupapa at the Hope Centre and what we do in our work there, which is really, the podcast has helped us expand that greatly, is reducing stigma.
Absolutely.
And, you know, it's normal to be struggling. It's normal to have thoughts that are distressing or upsetting, but we're not alone in those. And I think that's the big thing of, you know, help is encouraged and help is good. We don't have to go through these things alone, even if it is just going to a friend and going like, can we just talk for a bit about it or not? Just having that connection has been huge for me. But I'm wondering, what has been, what are you proud of, with like how we've contributed?
I think, and this is kind of just ties into working at Life Matters generally, but our audience has expanded. I don't know the geographical information on who is listening. If you're from New Zealand or if you're not from New Zealand, let us know. I'd love to know who this is reaching, but we're a lived experience workforce. We've been pretty explicit that we're a lived experience workforce. We've brought our lived experience to the conversations. And it's quite daunting to think of who is listening to our conversations and who is hearing parts of our stories. And I think quite vulnerable for us to be putting some of our stories online in the way that we are. But, you know, we're two 20-something-year-olds who working within this organization, and I'm proud that we are in a sense representing that it is okay to have struggled, that you can come out the other side of this, but it's also okay to ask for help, as you said. And I think every guest who has come on and shared a bit of their story is so incredibly brave for doing so. All topics have been vulnerable in their own ways, but I mean, particularly thinking back to the bereavement conversations, I think those are conversations that some people would have really needed to hear at times. And it links in nicely to our next question. But, I think we've contributed authentic, raw, vulnerable conversations, and just in an essence, like we do in peer support, modelling what it's like to be a young person who's struggling, who feels alone, who feels uncertain about life, but is going through it, getting through it.
And I think that's, that's a big thing of, you said be able to ask for help and go through the other, get through the other side. And I don't think I would be able to get through the other side if I didn't have help. If you can, amazing. But if you can't, also amazing. The Hope Centre is here for you. There are people that are here for you and care.
Yeah. And I think there's been moments where we, like, to be transparent with the audience, we're both within different levels of management positions at the Hope Centre. We both have a pretty heavy guest load. We both do a hell of a lot of peer support and have other obligations.
Shout out to the newsletter.
Shout out to the craft group. Shout out to everything. But we, you know, we're still doing the podcast. I know there has been moments where we have pondered, do we need to carry this on? And then we have like a moment where it's like, okay, no, this is actually contributing to the community in a positive way. People are enjoying it. And I'm also conscious that this may be people's help.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. I know wow. I found a lot of help in listening to media through, you know, tough parts of my journey.
Mm.
This may be somebody's help in some semblance of a way. And if it is, we're here for you.
Yeah.
We're not going anywhere for 12 episodes for 12 at least. Which is how many weeks?
24 more weeks. Quick math.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if there's been any like feedback or moment that has stood out for you, Anna. And can you remind you why we do this?
I think we've had a lot of really positive feedback from people who have engaged with the Hope Centre, friends, whānau, friends of friends. We've had, like, for example, when the podcast has been late, being uploaded onto ORFM, people messaging our Facebook being like, hey, so the episode's not on. I'm like, oh my gosh, keen as a bean. I hope if you've done that, you're listening. Thank you. We got some really, really lovely feedback from a friend of someone who works at the Hope Centre. She's probably listening to this. And if she is, hello, you know who you are, who let us know how special the bereavement episode was, how much they needed to hear it. It was like a warm hug and it really meant a lot to them. And I think that's why we do it.
Yeah.
It's to hear that we're having that impact on people, that people are not feeling alone.
Mm.
People feel like they've got community. And I met this person last week.
Yeah.
They came into our craft group.
No way.
FYI, we're trialing a wee craft group at the Hope Centre. We'll talk about it more probably next year when we decide if it's going to become like an established thing. But this person attended craft group and they came up to me and they said, I think I've been listening to your voice on the podcast. I was like, yep, that's me. I hate my own voice, but that's me. They're like, oh, I gave such and such some feedback that this episode was fantastic and reaffirmed everything. And it made me feel very warm and fuzzy inside.
Yeah. No, that's so nice. And I didn't realize that you'd met them. That must be really nice to put that face to that name.
Yeah.
Have a name, but again, seeing the impact, I think, is something. And it was after Josiah's episode, I had a friend from a different life message me going, oh, I had a friend tell me that they were on this podcast and I should listen, and it was Josiah. But again, it's just like how small our community is. Mm-hmm. That, you know, this was someone that I knew 5-6 years ago. And is still around in my life. But it's really nice to hear from them and that they thought it was good and that we're doing a good job. And again, feedback they gave that, you know, I think they said something along the lines of, like, I've found my place or something, I think.
Yeah.
You know, I was talking to you today, Anna, about feeling a bit of imposter syndrome.
Yeah.
So I think reminding myself of that is actually quite important of, maybe I have found my place.
Gosh, yeah. And it's so easy to think that, you know, it's not that good. Like, it's a bit awkward sometimes. I make mistakes. I leave Omri's microphone off sometimes. Like, it's pretty easy to, like, pick up on the things that are wrong and to think, oh, nobody's going to appreciate this. But it genuinely is being appreciated. So we will charge on until we're told we're not wanted anymore.
Until we're told we're done.
Until we're done.
Until we're cancelled.
Yeah. I mean, that's not happening.
No. But I think, you know, as you're saying, so much has changed with, I think, you know, those mistakes come in through comfortability.
Yeah, absolutely.
And because we kind of do know what we're talking about, and I'm wondering, like, with the changes, have you noticed anything in yourself, either personally or professionally, through hosting the show?
Yeah, I think for me, like, I'm okay on air now with being a wee bit goofy and being a wee bit funny and just ultimately feeling more comfortable. Something I haven't really liked in the past is like feeling stupid or feeling silly. And like, I mean, I've said silly things on the podcast, like accidentally alluding to looking in people's windows with binoculars. I was talking about cats and looking at neighborhood cats, but it translated the wrong way. I stuttered over my words. I say all the time. I do things that would usually make me feel quite silly, and now I'm just like YOLO. Like it's actually not that deep.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about yourself?
I think, again, so much of it comes back to that comfortability. And as I said before, of the podcast voice I felt like I had to have when I was a guest on the first one.
Mm-hmm.
Compared to now, I can bring much more of who I am and the natural stuff that comes with it.
Yeah.
And again, you know, trying out All Right Marmite didn't work.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Yeah.
That's all right, Marmite.
That's all right, Marmite. There's been so many different, like, silly, goofy things that we've tried and said. You called me like Fanna or something.
Thank you, Anna. Yeah, Fanna.
Yeah, yeah. And it's just been like just funny. I would love to like go back and like have a highlights reel if somebody can do that for us. That would be fantastic. But you know, it makes me even think of when we had to try record like a promo clip for like a tattoo. A tattoo shop up in Queenstown who did a fundraiser for us, and just so many takes. Like it took us like what 20 takes because we were just being goofy or getting our words wrong or just like laughing at each other.
And I was insistent. I was convinced it was a different name to what it was, and just kept saying the wrong name.
Yeah, yeah. But we can't cut those moments out on here, and I think it's just funny. But something I've also noticed is how the dynamic changes depending on who is a guest, and there is absolutely nothing wrong with that. But like, I don't think, and you know, correct me if I'm wrong, and also sorry, Hope Center, I don't know if it would be the same if it wasn't us.
Yeah.
We're just like iconic.
I think that's exactly iconic. It wouldn't be the same, and that doesn't necessarily mean it would be worse. But I think because we've worked with each other 40 hours a week.
Yeah.
Like there is rapport there. And you know, we're beavers and butthead. If anybody does have any thoughts on what dynamic duo we would be at the moment, we've landed on beavers and butthead.
Yeah.
But if anybody thinks we'd be anybody else.
We're open to suggestions and feedback. Yeah. But we've landed on Beavis and Butthead for now.
Yeah.
Not that we think we're big-headed enough to be, you know, have to be associated with a dynamic duo, but we'd like to dream.
I am.
On that note, we might listen to, should we go to our sponsor?
I would love to hear from them.
Oh, well, here we go.
Anytime Fitness Dunedin is here to raise the self-esteem of the world. Whether you're new to fitness or getting back into a routine, now's the time to put yourself first. With a supportive community, 3 local clubs, flexible membership options and access anytime, we're here to help you reach your goals. Get in touch with our friendly team today. Call 03455 0013 or visit anytimefitness.co.nz.
Welcome. I'm gonna say now. I was gonna say welcome back, but somebody in the production team hates it when we say welcome back. And I keep looking backwards expecting that they're gonna be there, but they're not.
Well, haven't been here this whole 40-ish minutes we've been recording.
No, what a shame. Well, I hope they enjoy listening to this.
So do I.
Yeah, well, this time has absolutely flown by.
Blink of an eye.
I don't know how we've gotten to only 13 minutes left of this recording, but I think, again, it's just like POV Anna and Omri sitting at work, sitting up in our workroom and just like doing work. We were doing podcast research yesterday, trying to find some guests that we would love to get on from ORFM specifically. We've got some ideas. We're just trying to work out how to navigate that one.
I'm curious if you have any topics or ideas that you would like to bring forward now or stuff that you're looking forward to.
Ooh, that's a really good question. I think when we come into the new year, there is obviously a lot of hope, a lot of change happening for a lot of people, a lot of disestablishing routines and then establishing new ones as people get into uni, into work, into school. And I think that will be fun to kind of like explore and navigate as we kind of come up to that.
Yeah.
You never know. Might have to get Sophia back to talk about restarting uni.
Yeah. What does getting back into routine? That would be so good to bring her back, actually. Revisiting how to start the year off well.
Yeah. I think I'm also looking forward to having more conversations with guests who have got passions and things that they want to bring forward. But if it ends up that we don't have a guest 1 week and we just have to have another natter, then that's totally fine. I mean, I would love to talk more about witchcraft and drag queens and those kind of things. I think just a good balance of goofy and serious topics.
Yeah. The goofy, serious, and whimsy.
Whimsy. Yeah. What's life without a bit of whimsy? Mm. What do you mean you don't have any trinkets?
Yeah. No rocks or...
No rocks.
Yeah.
Yeah. How to be whimsy 101.
Yeah. If you know anyone who would be good as a guest on Whimsy 101, the Hope Centre, please let us know.
Yeah. Who's whimsy? Who's whimsy enough? Anyone's whimsy enough. If you're a little bit whimsy, you're whimsy enough.
You're right.
But yeah, we are kind of doing some planning on who we want to have on the podcast next year, which is kind of crazy. We're looking into next year.
It's nuts. I think I did the math and, you know, if we continue to record how we're currently recording, we only actually have 2 more episodes of the year.
Yeah. Yeah, which is crazy.
Yeah.
Kind of planning what it's going to look like. We've got a busy couple of weeks, a month coming up with trainings. Well, for some of us, going into ED. I'm going on holes. See you later. Off to the GC to sit mugs.
Muggies.
Yeah. So that will be interesting to see what comes out of that week if Omri records a podcast episode. With like Christmas and like all of those things, it'll be interesting to see how it goes. But I don't know, like the new year for me brings good vibes anyways. I'm going to get excited about things and stuff, and it'll be interesting to see what comes of that and who we get on.
Yeah. I mean, my partner's family is visiting from the United States of America. So I'll be taking some time off and... Mm-hmm. Going to Queenstown and Cromwell and hopefully Fiordland or Milford Sound.
Cool.
So hopefully we'll be refreshed and renewed and...
We will.
Ready to roll in the new year.
And tanned.
And tanned.
And very tanned.
Yes.
Is there any ORFM podcasts that you want to shout out in hopes that they will hear this or have this passed on to them and they will come onto the podcast? I think there's one in particular. I think we're going to expose ourselves. There's one in particular we love listening to at work.
If I'm thinking, maybe just on the top of my head, Fact Beast.
Fact Beast.
Fact Beast. If you haven't listened to Fact Beast, is phenomenal. Ajax, does podcasts around different topics and brings facts for those topics. So I just think his passion and his... Honestly, skill level.
Yeah.
Is he 12?
He's better than us, yeah.
Yeah. He's phenomenal, and I'd love to have him on the podcast. So if anyone from ORFM is listening, or if Ajax or any of his family is listening, we'd love to have you on the pod.
Yeah.
Talk about some facts about wellness.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, that would be awesome. Mm. I think we come across certain podcasters when we're like in the crossover, when we come in to record, some people are leaving, and we're like, oh. That's fact-based. Like, you know, there's so many super cool podcasts. I don't think she listens to this, but my cousin's got a podcast, Spilling the Reality. That's super cool. I think that could be a really interesting topic to talk about because she's got a hefty load of lived experience. I'm not going to expose her own stories. Go listen to her podcast and you'll find out. But I've got hope for what the next, well, I suppose we've got like half a year's worth of episodes to record. Big time.
And I think as well, you know, we have people lined up from ORFM, other podcasts from ORFM and some not.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I'm excited to see some of the routes that some take. You know, one's a bit kind, you know, open the bag a little bit about content creation and, you know, what it's like to be a content creator and, you know, Life Matters, the Hope Centre podcast might be going international.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. We'll be here at 4 p.m. and they'll be here at
11 p.m.
11 p.m.
the day before.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So there's commitment to the podcast's future. But I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see where it goes. If you're still listening to us ramble on about the podcast at this point in time, thank you for listening. It's because of Anytime Fitness and ORFM, but also the people listening to us that we actually get to continue recording it moving forward, because it's awesome. I've had lots of support.
And you're awesome. And again, if there's any topics or anything that you would like highlighted, Yeah, please let us know.
Yeah. Oh, so that's another episode of the Hope Centre Down.
Yeah.
I'm going to go home and sit on the couch and watch Love Island, and you're going to go home and sit on your beanbag and watch Scrubs.
Let me tell you a story, everybody. I bought a new couch, a brand new couch, which was meant to arrive yesterday, but there was a glitch in the system which had it being delivered for the 12th of the 11th, 2026.
Yeah.
And so I don't have a couch yet, but at the earliest I'll be getting it next week, and so I'll let you know at the next podcast if I have a brand new couch.
Yeah, and if he does, you'll be hearing about it.
It'll be an episode about my new couch.
Absolutely. But yeah, I mean, we've got an exciting fortnight coming up, so who knows what stories that we'll bring next time. We're going to the ORFM Awards.
Yes, glitz and glam.
Yes, fingers crossed that the Hope Centre wins something. Please, guys, please.
Please.
We've got Pairs and ED training. Mm-hmm. We've got work. We've got...
We're doing a values hooey at
values
work.
Values hooey. Yeah. We're going for a games afternoon at the gardens. I'm bringing Twister, so...
It's the hot spot.
It'll be a hell of a time. But yeah, we'll see what we come up with next time.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it feels weird not having the final five questions.
It does.
So I don't even know how to end this thing.
Well, I guess, yeah, that's the we're not doing our final five because we did it before, and we're going to save Amy's question for our next guest.
Yeah.
Which, can we announce that?
Who is it?
Pests.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, our next guest is going to be Paul from Aroha Kaikarai Valley, who do some awesome mahi trapping pests such as rodents and possums. And making our environment and our Papatūānuku a better place. Mm-hmm.
Shout out Paul.
Really looking forward to having him next time.
Orcs, if it's not Paul. It will be Paul.
Don't you worry about that.
And I've also cut the intro off the paper, but thank you to the guest, Nobody. Thank you, Omri.
Thank you, Anna.
Thank you, me. Thank you, ORFM, Anytime Fitness. If you would like to be a guest on the podcast or have any topics you'd like us to cover, you can reach out to us at admin@lifematters.org.nz.
Mm-hmm.
Ka kite.
Ka kite anō.
Thanks for listening to our Hope Centre podcast. The most important message we can leave you with today is that it's okay to ask for help and support. You can contact us at Life Matters on 027 240 0114 by phone or text, or send us a message on our Facebook page. You can also contact us through our website. Just look up lifematters.org.nz. You can also drop in to see us at 63 Hanover Street. We're open every day except Mondays. From Wednesday to Sunday, we're open until 9 p.m. If you need support out of those hours, free call or text 1737. If you'd like to listen again or hear other episodes in this podcast, go to oar.org.nz or wherever you get your podcasts. See you soon.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.